Well, the message today is focused on prayer. I'd like to ask, no need to answer, what do you pray for? Some of us, we pray for healing. This would be a miracle if you were ill and you were healed. The power of healing, we know it's explained in the Bible. It's wonderful. Do you pray for repentance? You made mistakes and you pray that God helps you and you learn from your mistakes. Bow before God and ask Him to forgive you. What about sometimes do your prayers go beyond the physical? I know that I don't pray for money. That's just in my dreams at night. So today I want to talk about how to obtain the desired outcome through prayer by asking, seeking, and knocking. And you know the scripture. We can turn there real quick. Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7, and then also Luke 11:9, the companion version. Matthew 7:7. Mine is titled, Ask and It Will Be Given. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or, if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you, then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So, we are to ask God. So, the first point is ask. Well, have you ever focused all your energy on asking God for something? Now, if you have multiple problems or multiple things to ask God, you would focus all your energy each request. You ask God, and through your thoughts and your heart, you keep on asking God for that request, for that single request. Be specific. I know that my wife teases me. I was very specific in asking God for a wife. I wanted a wife that had 20 characteristics. Well, my wife asked for a husband, and that husband had to be tall, blonde hair, blue-eyed, had to be, needless to say, she had 50 or 60 characteristics, and I guess I fit those. But she was specific. And then my rebuttal, well, I guess I forgot to ask God for height. As my wife is only 4'11", so she's like... But anyhow, be specific in your request to the Lord God Almighty. How can you truly desire something if you can't even ask God for it? You must bow to God and ask Him with all your heart on that specific request. Seek. God wants you to seek what you ask for. God wants us to seek Him. We are to seek the great eternal Father. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Desire God's righteous rule on earth. We want Jesus the Christ to return. We should want that with every fiber in us. If what we are asking for is a part of seeking God and His kingdom, then that is good. God has a plan in place. The plan has been in place. There are many aspects of the plan. Maybe we don't understand it, but that plan is perfect. So if what we are asking for is a part of that plan, then God will answer our prayers. Now, an example. If I were to tell you, seek the golden ticket and I will give you $1 million. Find it. How much energy would you or this world put into finding that golden ticket? A lot. But see, that's a horrible example because that's a physical money. That's nothing. Seek the prize of eternal life. Well, we have movies after that. The Fountain of Youth, right? What if the eternal life was real, which we know it is, and God said, seek it and you will find it, and I'll give it to you. Well, wouldn't this world, if they understood that, wouldn't they seek it with every fiber in them? They want eternal life. I know I want eternal life. But what we should also see and avoid is the eternal death, which we know that's the third resurrection. Knock. You should now be prepared. In my head, when I ask and when I seek, well, the knocking is, it's a little nervous. You are knocking on the door. Do you know who's behind that door? The great Almighty God. And you are about to talk with him. You've been asking him, you've been finding him, you've been seeking him, and now it's time. You should be in the right mind. Ask, you know what you ask for. You got to know what you're asking for, and you have to diligently seek it. God will open the door if it is his will. The plan of God is perfect, and the answer God gives us is perfect. We are the ones that are not perfect. Our mind sometimes is not in the right place. We think it is, but we learn it's not. And we adjust. Those with the Holy Spirit, us, we adjust because we're told, hey, you're wrong. You're just wrong. Or you're asking for this, but maybe you need to go here and ask this way. Are you asking to... I jumped ship there. So we are the ones that are not perfect. Can you ask God to open the door if you asked him? Lord, open the door. Sought him, but you are breaking his commandments? So if you ask God, and we've heard sermons on this, you ask him, you seek him here. But over here, you're breaking God's law. Well, you must be in the right place. I know I had a paradigm shift in my prayers after the message years ago. I said, God, I want this answered. I seek it. I ask it. But I also, if I'm not in the right place, put me in the right place. Put me there. Show me how to get there. I have to be there because my prayer won't be answered unless I'm in the right place. So where are you in your request? You must back into the request. Ask what you want. Take a look at yourself and determine where you are. It's God. God's will be done. You can't ask for something unless you are in the right mindset, as God doesn't answer prayers from those that are not good. The prayer that is not good. Are you asking to jump, but you're standing on water? Get to solid ground. Focus, pray, self-evaluate, meditate, fast, and get there. Once on solid ground, then you can jump. It is a process. But remember, you are asking for a specific solution. And it means the world to you. I know it depends on what you're asking for, but if I had cancer, I would be asking God to reach inside of me and rip the cancer out. This is a different prayer than asking for a car that's reliable, that gets you from point A to point B. It's you and your relationship with God. I know that many people pray for us, and those prayers are so powerful. And you should be praying for all of us as well, because when you pray to help others, well, God loves that. And if God loves that, then you're doing something right. So I am learning the how you ask, when you ask, what you ask, and we all know who to ask. Please turn to Luke 18. Luke 18. Just a few back. Luke 18. And we'll pick it up in verse 1. Luke 18, 1. Then he spoke a parable to them, the men always out to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to God saying, she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming to me, she weary me. Well, what does that mean? This king who doesn't fear God knows that this woman will go to him over and over and over and over and ask and ask and ask. Well, and he yielded because he knew this. Now, have you ever had an adversary? Originally, 2 years ago, I believed that the government was my adversary. As you all know, that I've gone through so many things, but I thought the government sometimes could, the divisions of the government had a tyranny over you, and I wanted vengeance. But I prayed to God for help, and it was revealed to me that it wasn't the entity, it wasn't the government, it's nothing, it was just me. God was just working his perfect plan out. So the faith that I had wasn't enough, and it wavered like the ocean until I could get back in line. When Christ returns, will he really find faith on earth? I asked and sought, knocking and speaking the truth. God taught me that I need it more. So in conclusion, constant prayer to God will give you what you desire if you're asking with all your heart and your request is right. When we seek God diligently, we learn how to change our life and be put in the right place so God can answer our prayer. I am so encouraged by God answering a prayer. I was not worried, as I know God will take care of it, but my human mind was limited with how it would be taken care of. You must have faith, and you must give your request to God and say, Father, help. God loves us so much that he will answer your prayer. So let us ask God, seek God, and knock on the door. It is a glorious day when God opens the door.